Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It's being called the greatest dragon story ever told. A fantasy adventure that will excite your imagination. Dragons in the Clouds by David Blair. An epic adventure that takes place during a time period when dragons were alive and freely roamed the land, but the people were getting eaten by a vicious species of dragons, and the ruling king finally orders the total elimination of all living dragons, a battle that would determine control of the skies above the kingdom of Albion. David is the creator and writer of the original story, Dragons in the Clouds. His favorite author and a major influence on his writing, Rod Serling of the famed television show, The Twilight Zone. All of David's work has a paranormal feel to it. His storytelling started as a young age of 14, has recently worked as a production supervisor for Interaction Studios. And David Blair, author of the original and unique tale, Dragons in the Clouds, Magical and Suspenseful, our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure. I'm getting excited just reading about what you've done with this book. I love Dragons in the Clouds, as everybody has done. Excellent reviews. Talk about where this idea came from for Dragons in the Clouds.
Well, it started with, believe it or not, the song Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to base a story around that. And because I grew up drawing dinosaurs, I was always interested in reptiles and that sort of thing. I caught snakes. I used to catch lizards, you know, as we all did when we were kids.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, it's been in my blood. And so when I got of age, I learned, I took up screenwriting. I learned how to do screenwriting format. And so I wanted to write the story of Puff the Magic Dragon. I was creating ideas for it, you know, to go with the song. And then I was having lunch with the hairdresser for a producer of Universal Studios, Kathleen Kennedy. And wouldn't you know it, the woman I had, I was having lunch with, told my idea to the producer, and she automatically bought up the rights.
Okay.
So I was like there, you know, I was like, dang, you know, that will teach me to keep my mouth shut. But, you know, I was into it. And then I was shopping around. I was in a smoke shop, and where they have statues, and this dragon right here, I picked it. I saw it, and then right beneath it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right beneath it, the name of the statue is called the Dragon of the Clouds.
Interesting.
And I was like picking it up, I was looking at it, and within 30 seconds, the story came to me. I bought the statue, and on my way home, I was like thinking about the story that came to my mind. And as soon as I got home, 40 minutes later, I sat down and started typing away.
So this was a story that really had to be written. By the way, the hairdresser that ended up taking your idea and peddling to somebody else, I hope you didn't buy lunch for her. Were you guys going Dutch that day?
No, I did buy lunch
that
day.
Oh, no. On top of that, you bought lunch. Well, you're just a good guy. That's how that works. David Blair, good guy, is our guest on the program. By the way, the video version of the program is available. You'll find it at YouTube. Just Google it or go to thisweekinamerica.us and click on the video tab, and you'll see the video, and you'll see what was the inspiration that David found and went home and started writing the story, Dragons in the Clouds. And there it is. And the website, by the way, is dragonsintheclouds.com. And you'll find all sorts of product there as well, information on the book. And you can get a T-shirt. I had all of that available at David's website. When you were writing this, what target audience did you have in mind? I'm reading some of the reviews, and it's like sort of a young people's book, and I'm thinking, oh, come on, you got to share it with adults as well. Was there a specific target you had in mind as you were writing?
Well, yeah, my specific target is everybody.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, you know, as an adult, our imagination just doesn't go away. you know, which is a child in all of us, you know?
Yes.
And I just wanted to bring, you know, an escape for everybody when they read the story and, you know, to be taken away to another land and just enjoy the story for what it is, the imagination. Well, and so this, so my target audience is everybody.
It really is. And the book we're talking about is Dragons in the Clouds. It's written by David Blair. His website is dragonsintheclouds.com. You'll find it by the publisher, authorreputationpress.com, wherever books are sold. And a link if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It is so well done, and we'll talk about that during the course of the interview, how you are vivid in your story writing, your storytelling, the characters. The only problem is you don't want to put the book down when you've got something else to do or it's time to go to bed. You got to finish like another chapter or two because you're really drawn into the world that David has created. What do you hope that readers get out of your book? What do you hope the takeaway is when they finish the book Dragons in the Clouds?
Just that that... You know, you can escape your reality and just find yourself in other worlds, and you know, go on vacation without leaving your living room. I just want people to be interested in books, and just you know, you don't have to go on extravagant vacations to get away from your day to day routine. You know, you can just pick up a book and find yourself in another world.
And you can do that anytime you want to. That's the beauty of books. And in this book, if you want to escape for a few hours, you can easily do that with David's book. It's David Blair, Dragons in the Clouds. What are the future goals for this book? And we'll talk about it specifically here in a minute. But you know, I mentioned vividly drawn characters and a world and storytelling. Do you see this as being a movie of some kind?
Yes, it is. I definitely see it. Because I did write it as a screenplay. I have worked in a production for a movie a movie called Dweegans and Leprechauns, and so movies is my background. And yes, I would love that is my goal to see it produced. I did leave the ending open so there can be a sequel written, so it can continue the adventure. The main character is a small dragon, Roggle, who is your best friend, your loyal friend. You know, like a kid with a dog, you know, pet dog that like Lassie. I kind of based Roggle on a character type of Lassie, where he'll come to the rescue and save the day.
It's the book is so I mentioned vivid. And I've used that word a couple of times, and that's really the case. Talk about that aspect of it. It's almost I can see that storytelling background there that you know how to present this in a visual way, whether it's a book or hopefully in a motion picture, where the pages, the words on the pages come alive, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, I do description of the landscape and the surroundings. I do leave my characters' descriptions vague because I want my readers to picture themselves in the story. I don't want, you know, like a big brawly man comes in or a beautiful young woman. I describe my characters vague so any reader can picture themselves as that character. And to me, that's important for everyone to find themselves in the stories I write.
And you do that so well by tapping into our imagination, and five people will read the book and maybe come up with five different interpretations of a character, and that's by design by the author, David Blair. His website is dragonsintheclouds.com, book available at authorreputationpress.com as well. Wherever books are sold, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned briefly your background. Talk about this, because this is something you've been doing since age 14. You were really interested in and influenced by a number of people. Talk about your background.
Yes, I did grow up watching The Twilight Zone. I was so captured by the writing of Rod Sterling, how he can make the impossible seem real. And you would, like, wonder, you know, if these things can really happen. And And so when I was in eighth grade, I did get involved in student films. I did a, I wrote, directed, and starred in a film that we called Destination Destiny, which was a lot of fun. We built a set, a spaceship made out of wood and tin foil. We did that right in the class. We made a capsule. We did a dashboard with a bunch of lights. It was quite the experience. In the eighth grade, you know, that was a lot of fun. And we had our own Academy Awards too. Unfortunately, I did win an award for the set decoration, but I guess my acting wasn't quite up to par yet.
Well, the set decoration, I can understand that, and I'm thinking, boy, that should have been a walk away with the Oscar for having that and what you did at an eighth grade level. I mean, it's amazing that this is a seed planted in you at an early age. Let's talk about you. You mentioned Rod Serling and the influence he had on you. You obviously read a lot at that time. Had you been the original author on some of the books that you read growing up, or even reading now, would you make any changes with any of these?
On some of them, I also like Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens, yes, also has the same writing style where his fiction would seem real, would seem possible. Like A Christmas Carol, for instance. I love that movie. That story has a place in my heart every day of the year. As he states in the end of the movie, that he hopes for the Christmas to live within us, the spirit of Christmas to live within us all year round. I hold that dear. I try to be a caring and kind person throughout the year. Yeah. But some of the stories, I think, in old movies, you know, as a creative person, you think you want things to go in a certain way, or you think stories can be done better or should have been done in different directions. So I can't really pinpoint to any specific stories, because I'd like to make changes to a lot of different ones.
Well, is that part of the reason you started writing, that as you're reading books, as you're watching movies, even television series, you sort of have an idea in your mind where you would take the story and decided just to go ahead and try it? Was that one of the reasons that got you actually sitting down and writing stories?
That's exactly the reason. I said, I can do this. you kind of kick yourself. Like, why did he do that? You know what? Why did, you know, I have, yes, that has been, that's kind of like a thing with me. I always critique everything I watch. And a lot of movies, actually a movie called Brigadoon that I've never seen except for a couple of days ago with Gene Kelly. That movie captured my imagination tremendously, and I just saw it a couple of days ago, and it's like a 50, 70 year old movie.
Oh yeah, that's a classic. Been around forever. Interesting, right? That you have all of these different genres of films that you've enjoyed over the years, and books as well. David Blair, our guest, talking about Dragons in the Clouds. That's his book, receiving rave reviews across the country, published by Author Reputation Press. The website, authorreputationpress.com. David's website is dragonsintheclouds.com. The book is there, as well as information on product for Dragons in the Clouds. Let's talk a little bit about the process. What do you go through as an author? How do you find that creative time of day, that creative state of mind that you need to be in? Do you have any routines you go through?
I like writing late at night when everybody's asleep and it's quiet. And nobody's walking around or calling my name or interrupting me. I like writing in the midnight hour when it's just me and my thoughts. So I write at night. I love writing at midnight. And yes, when that sun starts coming up, that's when I take my nap. And then I think about what I did the night before. And I start formulating. I look at the ideas. I do write a 20-page treatment is how I go about writing.
Ah, interesting.
I write like a 20-page outline of my story where I try to fix plots and characters. And then once I get a 20-page treatment outline of the story, then I break it down sentence by sentence. And then I add dialogue and description. But that's how I prevent writer's block, is that I create an outline first.
Do you find that sometimes the characters take you in different directions than you even thought about going? You mentioned when you stop and you picked up the dragon and all these thoughts came to you. Sometimes do they talk to you and tell you where they think they should go in your storyline?
No,
You're in
no, they
charge. You're in charge. That's why.
don't.
That's why you're doing this, so you can create the ending. You're not going to let.
No, you know what though, that does, I do find that funny because I do hear that a lot in my writing groups and my
Yes.
author groups that I belong to. A lot of people say that characters take over, and I just like I don't quite get that.
You run a tighter ship than many people who let them get away with that. If they give you too much grief, you're just going to write them out of the book, right? I mean, you don't have to keep a character in there. All of a sudden, they're a victim of something.
Right, that's true. But I am. It is a character development is important, though. I do understand that, and I am working on creating more deeper, because my writing is based on the story, on the plots. I go after unique. My passion is our new original stories, that because writers, like nothing's new anymore. Well, I beg to differ. I think new ideas can come up and are there for us to find and to write. Because like there's a million vampire stories out there and a million zombie stories, but I like to find something new.
Well, and you've done that with Dragons in the Clouds. Talk about that in creating a dragon story, and people for some reason are fascinated with dragon stories, but you give us a different tale this time. How difficult was that? Maybe it wasn't difficult at all because you've got this this mind that's very creative in putting this story together, putting a different spin on it, and making it stand out from all the others. I mentioned it was called the greatest dragon story ever written, and people who read it, feel the same way. How difficult was it? How challenging to come up with a dragon story that's set apart from the others?
This story, I have to say, was a gift because I grew up fascinated. I mean, I love thunder and lightning. When it's thunder and lightning, I go outside and I just watch it. I mean, as they pass by, I mean, I just am so fascinated with thunder and lightning. And when this idea of the dragons going up in the clouds and being given the spell weightlessness, which is in the story. I don't know if I want to give it away out the hook of the story is, but when I was able to create connecting dragons with lightning as fire being blown and thunder, the dragons roar, it was like a gold mine. I just was so awestruck by that idea that I just loved writing that. I loved writing Dragons in the Clouds.
Well,
It was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
you've really taken that idea and developed it into a hit book. David Blair, our guest, Dragons in the Clouds. I have a website, dragonsintheclouds.com. When you're writing, do you have a particular audience in mind, or are you thinking, I'm going to write something that I would like because if I like it, I think other people will like it as well?
Yes, I take that aspect because I do have Western. I have a Western that I'm very proud of. It's a ghost story. I also have crime drama where my main character is a mass murderer, if you will. And his story, that story is called Meaner Than the Devil. And if you can imagine what meaner than the devil would be like, The story is that the guy is very vicious, but he has a reason. He was an abused child, and he vowed revenge on society. But that's a whole other story, and I hope to develop that and release that in the coming future.
I hope we have a chance to talk about that. I loved where your creative mind goes with all of these projects, and I'm sure it will be well thought out, well developed, and become a hit. For someone with your background, with your interest in the arts, creative arts, to have the books, to have worked on a film, talk about what that's been like. Working on the motion picture, that had to be a kick.
Oh, it was an experience of a lifetime. Working with actors, well known actors, upcoming actors, because it was a animation, a computer animated feature. We did a lot of voiceover for all the characters. We had actors do about five different characters. We had one actor do to one character, and just developing the idea, doing the sound, the foliage, like just footsteps, and boxes crashing, cars crashing. Doing all that special effects was unbelievably exciting and interesting. And I just loved working and making the movies.
It's interesting.
I really did.
You're there, and I'm sure this is like school for you, isn't it? You're like a sponge. You're seeing all of this, and all of this is being stored in your memory. And at the end of the week, they give you a check. So that's not too bad a deal, is it? You're able to get paid for something you love doing. Not many people can say that.
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I am. It was. As a student, when I did that student film, was and then to grow up and to be in that field, I was very. I mean, I had so much fun. It was definitely a treat to do that.
Well, a treat it is for people to read David's book, Dragons in the Clouds, book described as the greatest dragon story ever told, a book that will strike your imagination, a book that will really enthrall you, will keep you busy reading the book, can't wait for the next page to come up. And the book's available wherever books are sold, authorreputationpress.com, a place to purchase the book, and of course at David's own website, DragonsInTheClouds.com. Well laid out website information, product there from the book, DragonsInTheClouds.com. David, the time has gone by quickly. It's been fun having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Dragons in the Clouds. I love all of the stories, and hopefully at some point we can do this again and talk about a follow-up to Dragons in the Clouds or one of the new books you were talking about. Thank you for spending some time with us.
And thank you for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. David Blair, author of Dragons in the Clouds, website dragonsintheclouds.com. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.